The couple is having a hard time because in Sweden, parents must get their children's names approved by the tax authority. Until the parents hear the results, they will be sleeping with one eye open, gripping their pillows tight. I'll have a look at your central Wisconsin weather after this.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Animal Hospital, Highway 10 East, celebrating 25 years of service, featuring quality medicine and surgery, state-of-the-art laser surgery, in-house laboratory, and a staff that genuinely cares for your pets.
In your central Wisconsin weather, tonight, partly cloudy, lows 55 to 60. Tomorrow, partly cloudy in the morning, then mostly cloudy, with a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs around 70. Currently, it's 61 degrees outside. I'll have the top five teams, the point values from hour 28, and question one for hour 30 of Trivia 38 after Trivia Focus.
From 90FM, and I was wondering if we could do a Trivia Focus with you.
Of course you can, Crazy Becky. It's spectacular.
What's your team name?
We are the Creams and Cakes.
And how did you get that name?
It was just fabulous.
Do you have a mascot?
Lucky, the cat.
What is it about pink that makes everything so fabulous?
I put my finger on it.
What gets you pumped to do trivia?
We have pink, Yara-shaped Creams and Pink cookies.
How many players are on your team?
12.
Does your team have a theme song?
He's in the pink. I'm in a hot tub.
What's your favorite superhero?
Captain Astro.
And what superpowers would you like to have?
We would like the ability to wear white before Labor Day and get away with it.
What do you think Oz's weaknesses are?
Oh, girl can't pull off glitter to save her life.
Mm-hmm. What is your best pickup line at a bar?
He makes a difference. Hey, yes.
What happens when a team member falls asleep?
We drink their beer.
What question has stumped you the most thus far?
Something with Kool-Aid.
What's the dumbest answer you've given so far in the contest?
Pitcher. Something with Kool-Aid.
Would you rather have bacon bit dandruff or have the voice in your head sound like Jimmy Stewart?
Please, honey, we've been smoking a pork loin all day. Like, we eat processed baked bacon? I don't think so.
If your team was a food, what food would it be?
We'd be good salad. Broccoli and cauliflower and real bacon and tacularness.
What are some interesting facts about your team?
We're in the hot tub. Half of us are asleep. We're fabulous. Some of us sparkle.
Would you rather work at a company where you are given great health benefits, or Thursday is no pants day?
Thursday should definitely be no pants day. Undoubtedly. Because it would coordinate with no undies Sunday.
What do you do to keep team morale up when things start to drag?
I've been smoking pork all day. We drink beer and pray that you guys are going to play Spanish Flea again. We need more ABBA.
What station rocks your socks off?
90FM, baby.
For Trivia Focus, I'm Crazy Becky.
Trivia Focus here on 90FM has been brought to you in part by Ford Chiropractic Clinic, 3108 Church Street in Stevens Point, reminding players that registration for youth football is being held on Thursday, May 10th, from 6 until 8 p.m., and on Saturday, May 12th, from 8 until noon. That's Ford Chiropractic Clinic.
You're listening to Trivia on 90FM, WWSP, Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin, proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38. The Stevens Point Brewery, since 1857, celebrating 150 years of brewing excellence. AIG Travel Guard, offering a progressive wellness program with access to an on-site health coach to all employees. AIG Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. And Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point.
The point values for questions in hour 28 of Trivia 38 are: question 1 is worth 155 points. Question 2 is worth 20 points. Question 3 is worth 10 points. Question 4 is worth 10 points. Question 5 is worth 20 points. Question 6 is worth 10 points. Question 7 is worth 20 points. And question 8 is worth 10 points. Again, the point values for questions in hour 28 of Trivia 38 are: question 1 is worth 155 points. Question 2 is worth 20 points. Question 3 is worth 10 points. Question 4 is also worth 10 points. Question 5 is worth 20 points. Question 6 is worth 10. Question 7 is worth 20 points. And question 8 is worth 10 points. The top 5 team standings as of hour 28, question 8, are in 5th place with 4,710 points is Ugly Undulating Uvulas. In 4th place with 4,825 points is Graduates of a Lesser God. In 3rd place with 5,245 points is Knights of Neek. In 2nd place with 5,375 points is Return of Sloopy X, tied with Network. And in 1st place with 5,825 points is Tin Man. The team winning this hour's grocery bag giveaway is Pfeiffer Friends Figuring Trivia. The grocery bag giveaway is provided by County Market, open 24 hours, and Domino's, 345-0901. Bring your copy of the new Trivia Times with the ID number in it down to the 90FM studios to pick up your certificates for the hour's grocery bag giveaway. Again, the winner of this hour's grocery bag giveaway is Pfeiffer Friends Figuring Trivia. And now it's time for question 1 of hour 30 of Trivia 38. The pilot for this animated television series appeared on an episode of a trendy late 60s, early 70s television series. The animated series featured stories of a conservative businessman and his family as they were at odds with each other on the issues of the day. What is the name of this animated series? Again, the pilot for this animated television series appeared on an episode of a trendy late 60s, early 70s television series. The animated series featured stories of a conservative businessman and his family as they were at odds with each other on the issues of the day. What is the name of this animated series?
Trivia 38 and Lil Jan.
Thought you were someone else. Good night.
through question number one, hour 30, trivia 38. The pilot for this animated television series appeared in an episode of a trendy late 60s, early 70s television series. The animated series featured stories of a conservative businessman and his family as they were at odds with each other on the issues of the day. What is the name of this animated series? Down in the back, Seth. And question one, hour 30. The pilot for this animated television series appeared on an episode of a trendy late 60s, early 70s television series. The animated series featured stories of a conservative businessman and his family as they were at odds with each other on the issues of the day. What is the name of this animated series? The answer, wait till your father gets home. Again, the answer to question one, hour 30, wait till your father gets home. Question number two, hour number 30. Today we have Game Boy, Xbox, PlayStation 2, and a host of others to captivate the time of our youth. But in the early 1930s, game boards were all the rage. This game board was promoted with the following. The most fun for your money. 57 games on one board. All the family loves to play. It was sold at all toy and game departments. What is the name of this popular game board? Once again, question 2, hour 30. Today we have Game Boy, Xbox, PlayStation 2, and a host of others to captivate the time of our youth. But in the early 1930s, game boards were all the rage. This game board was promoted with the following. The most fun for your money. 57 games on one board. All the family loves to play. It was sold at all toy and game departments. What is the name of this popular game board?
We'll be right back.
question number two, hour 30, Trivia 38. Today we have Game Boy, Xbox, PlayStation 2, and a host of others to captivate the time of our youth. But in the early 1930s, game boards were all the rage. This game board was promoted with the following. The most fun for your money. 57 games on one board. All the family loves to play. It was sold at all toy and game departments. What is the name of this popular game board? Question 2, Hour 30. Today we have Game Boy, Xbox, PlayStation 2, and a host of others to captivate the time of our youth. But in the early 1930s, game boards were all the rage. This game board was promoted with the following. The most fun for your money. 57 games on one board. All the family loves to play. It was sold at all toy and game departments. What is the name of this popular game board? The answer, Carom. Again, the correct answer to question 2, Hour 30, Carom. And now, time for Trivia Stone, Group B, clue number 7. Please listen closely. This is Trivia Stone, Group B, clue number 7. From where you are now, continue forward on this street. Turn right at the stop sign. Turn left at the fire hydrant. Go past ATM and turn right. Go past the large ampersand and entrance. Now turn right. Go past the basketballs and palm trees. Continue past the tool you would use to raise your car to change a flat tire. Go past the wrap. Once again, this is Trivia Stone, Group B, clue number 7. From where you are now, continue forward on this street. Turn right at the stop sign. Turn left at the fire hydrant. Go past ATM and turn right. Go past the large ampersand and entrance. Now turn right. Go past the basketballs and palm trees. Continue past the tool you would use to raise your car to change a flat tire. Go past the wrap. 90FM reminds all trivia players to drive carefully and obey all traffic laws when participating in any of the traveling questions. There is no need for any teams to use flashlights or any other type of beam when searching out the nighttime clues. The clues are very obvious, but will require cleverness on the team player's part. This year's Trivia Stone is made possible in part of a grant from the Portage County Gazette, Portage County's locally owned and locally written weekly newspaper featuring trivia teams and scores in this Friday's edition. Our store, proud to support Trivia 38 with our new store at the entrance to Village Park Shopping Center in Plover. Dreamweaver's Bridal, experience the difference. 2824 Post Road, Stevens Point, 344-1181, and online at dreamweaversbridal.com. Applied Tech Solutions, Inc., removing the boundaries between you and technology. 1313 2nd Street, downtown Stevens Point, 344-3703. And Hoffman Hobbies, your sports authority, 3001 Michigan Avenue, 341-3867. Moving on, question number three, hour 30, trivia 38. There is a balloon vendor on the inner fold of the Beach Boys' Endless Summer album. What is the price that is displayed on the piece of paper sticking out from his hat? Once again, repeating question three, hour 30. There is a balloon vendor on the inner fold of the Beach Boys' Endless Summer album. What is the price that is displayed on the piece of paper sticking out from his hat? Through question number three, hour 30. There is a balloon vendor on the inner fold of the Beach Boys' Endless Summer album. What is the price that is displayed on the piece of paper sticking out from his hat?
What a day for a daydream. What a day for a daydreaming boy. And I'm lost in a daydream. Tomorrow.
back. That's question three, hour 30. There is a balloon vendor on the inner fold of the Beach Boys' Endless Summer album. What is the price that is displayed on the piece of paper sticking out from his hat? The answer, 25 cents. Once again, the correct answer to question three, hour 30, 25 cents.
Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Brewery. Proud to present Rock the Brewery 2007, Saturday, June 9th. Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point, St. Michael's Hospital, and Ministry Medical Group, your local access points for primary and specialty care. Visit us on the web at www.ministryhealth.org. And the UWSP Alumni Association and the University of Wisconsin Stevens Point, connecting to the future. Join the Connecting Point online alumni community at www.uwsp.edu/alumni.
Question number four, hour 30, trivia 38. The gentleman in picture number 22 in the new Trivia Times is confident looking, with nice teeth and a very 80s looking shirt collar. What is the first and last name of the man in picture number 22 in the new Trivia Times? Repeating question four, hour 30. The gentleman in picture number 22 in the new Trivia Times is confident looking, with nice teeth and a very 80s looking shirt collar. What is the first and last name of the man in picture number 22 in the new Trivia Times?
Trivia 38. And Lil Jen.
Question number four, hour 30. The gentleman in picture number 22 in the new Trivia Times is confident looking, with nice teeth and a very 80s looking shirt collar. What is the first and last name of the man in picture number 22 in the new Trivia Times?
I'm like a rubber ball, baby, that's all that I am to you.
Bouncy, 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 bouncy.
Just a rubber ball, cause you think you can be true to two.
Bouncy, 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 bouncy.
You bounce my heart around.
You don't even put her down.
Like a rubber ball, I can bounce and back to you. Rubber ball, I can bounce and back to you. If you caress my love till it's thin enough to tear, I'd just caress my arms to reach you anywhere.
Question 4, hour 30. The gentleman in picture number 22 in the New Trivia Times is confident looking with nice teeth and a very 80s looking shirt collar. What is the first and last name of the man in picture number 22 in the New Trivia Times? The answer, Larry Gatlin. Once again, the correct answer to question 4, hour 30, Larry Gatlin. Question 5, hour 30. After dabbling in journalism and acting, this artist took to writing hot rod and surf songs before experiencing success as a performer with a legendary rock group. He then took some time off before embarking on a solo career to work at his father's accounting firm. What is the first and last name of this performer? Once again, question 5, hour 30. After dabbling in journalism and acting, this artist took to writing hot rod and surf songs before experiencing success as a performer with a legendary rock group. He then took some time off before embarking on a solo career to work at his father's accounting firm. What is the first and last name of this performer? Through question number 5, hour 30, trivia 38. After dabbling in journalism and acting, this artist took to writing hot rod and surf songs before experiencing success as a performer with a legendary rock group. He then took some time off before embarking on a solo career to work at his father's accounting firm. What is the first and last name of this performer? set, phones down in the back. That's done. Question 5, hour 30 is done. After dabbling in journalism and acting, this artist took to writing hot rod and surf songs before experiencing success as a performer with a legendary rock group. He then took some time off before embarking on a solo career to work at his father's accounting firm. What is the first and last name of this performer? The answer, Lou Reed. Once again, the correct answer to question 5, hour 30, is Lou Reed. Moving on to question 6, hour number 30. It is official. The single worst television show of all time has been referred to by its host as a 30-minute cattle drive. He has broken to commercial break, telling people that the show will return quicker than he can kick the shine off his shoe. The host has also said that he would blow up your mailbox, knowing full well that it is a federal offense. What is the name of this lowbrow television series? Repeating, question number 6, hour number 30. It is official. The single worst television show of all time has been referred to by its host as a 30-minute cattle drive. He has broken the commercial break, telling people that the show will return quicker than he can kick the shine off his shoe. The host has also said that he would blow up your mailbox, knowing full well that it is a federal offense. What is the name of this lowbrow television series? Question number 6. Hour 30, it is official. The single worst television show of all time has been referred to by its host as a 30-minute cattle drive. He has broken to commercial break, telling people that the show will return quicker than he can kick the shine off his shoe. The host has also said that he would blow up your mailbox, knowing full well that it is a federal offense. What is the name of this lowbrow television series?
Thank you.
That's it. Phones down. Phones down in the back. That's ending question six, hour 30, trivia 38. It is official. The single worst television show of all time has been referred to by its host as a 30-minute cattle drive. He has broken a commercial break telling people that the show will return quicker than he can kick the shine off his shoe. The host has also said that he would blow up your mailbox, knowing full well that it is a federal offense. What is the name of this lowbrow television series? The answer, Country Fried Home Videos. Once again, the correct answer to question 6, hour 30, Country Fried Home Videos. Moving on, question number 7, hour 30, trivia returns. Throughout the history of this game, people in England gave it multiple names. When it came to the United States, it achieved some popularity, as it was denounced as a gambler's pastime in New England, where certain areas banned public play. What is the contemporary name of this game? Repeating question number 7, hour 30. Throughout the history of this game, people in England gave it multiple names. When it came to the United States, it achieved some popularity as it was denounced as a gambler's pastime in New England, where certain areas banned public play. What is the contemporary name of this game? Trivia 38. Throughout the history of this game, people in England gave it multiple names. When it came to the United States, it achieved some popularity as it was denounced as a gambler's pastime in New England, where certain areas banned public play. What is the contemporary name of this game? on phones down in the back. That ends question 7, hour 30, trivia 38. Throughout the history of this game, people in England gave it multiple names. When it came to the United States, it achieved some popularity as it was denounced as a gambler's pastime in New England, where certain areas banned public play. What is the contemporary name of this game? The answer, shuffleboard. Once again, the correct answer to question 7, hour 30, shuffleboard. Moving on to question 8, the final question in hour 30. While studying acting at the university level, this actor was a champion diver and nearly made the Olympic squad. He managed to do some theater and an occasional appearance on television before getting his big break playing the part of a prison farm captain. What is the first and last name of this actor? Repeating question 8, hour 30. While studying acting at the university level, this actor was a champion diver and nearly made the Olympic squad. He managed to do some theater and an occasional appearance on television before getting his big break playing the part of a prison farm captain. What is the first and last name of this actor? Hour 30, trivia 38. While studying acting at the university level, this actor was a champion diver and nearly made the Olympic squad. He managed to do some theater and an occasional appearance on television before getting his big break, playing the part of a prison farm captain. What is the first and last name of this actor? Good luck, trivia players.
Thank you.
down, phones down in the back. Calling it quits on question number 8, hour 30, trivia 38. While studying acting at the university level, this actor was a champion diver and nearly made the Olympic squad. He managed to do some theater and an occasional appearance on television before getting his big break playing the part of a prison farm captain. What is the first and last name of this actor? The answer, Strother Martin. Once again, the correct answer to question 8, hour 30, Strother Martin.
Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin, proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38. The Stevens Point Brewery, proud to